Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents...
I'm putting the pussy up on a pedestal.
Let me finish.
I was half a virgin when I met him.
With host Taylor Jackson...
When I RSVP to a party, I make it my business to come.
And Abby Lloyd.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Let me finish.
I'll have what she's having.
Because we all deserve more than 2 minutes.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
And we're back for yet another week of this podcast. Let me finish with me, your host, Taylor Jackson, and my beautiful, wonderful friend and co-host, Miss Abigail Lloyd.
Hi, Abby. I think we're more than friends, don't you think?
I think so, too. Insert wink here. Wink.
Wink. Wink.
So, Abigail, how are you feeling? Before we start, I just want to say that everything we say on this podcast is like, you know, it's a joke. We're having fun. We're never really offended. We're never offended. So, the person, she DM'd us, love her. The person that was saying that we talk over each other, I guess she listened to last week's episode. She's probably listening now. So hi, we love you. She just felt really bad for saying it because, you know, we kind of sounded upset and defeated last episode. But truthfully, we're really not. And honestly, we were getting tons of DMs again saying, girls, I love when you talk over each other. Keep doing you. So we're going to keep doing us. Keep the vibes going because we're not going to change for anybody, you know?
Exactly. We should stop talking over each other.
Okay. Agreed.
So... We'll try to do that.
We'll work on that. But yeah, everything is a joke. I'm usually never offended unless I am. So
you kind of just have to be like, I'm never offended unless I am. So just
you're
be aware
walking
of that.
On eggshells with me. So say something nice or don't say it at all. Okay, even if it's the truth. So that's that.
Jeez.
Abby, you seem more calm. And I think it has something to do with your trip to the, as Sean said earlier, the petting zoo this weekend.
Yes. So as everyone knows, I went to the alpaca farm this weekend. It was life-changing. Why are you laughing? Like, what's funny?
Nothing. Just continue. Yeah. Life-changing. That's a big statement.
Well, it's life-changing because I realized that I want to live on a farm.
Oh, so Abigail Lloyd wants to live on a farm. So you want to be Amish, huh?
Can you let me talk? I wouldn't be so quick to fucking be rude.
Okay.
You're walking on eggshells with me too, bitch.
I'm scared of you.
I know. I'm the Grinch. I get it. So I want to live on the farm because it's a simple life out there. I mean, it's hard. Like,
yeah.
So we got there, and as soon as like the sun comes up 5 a.m., the little kids that, so it was like an Airbnb attached to another house. And the kids that lived there were like 7, 8, you know, there were like a bunch of them. And like the 6-year-olds are out on the tractor going, they're up and at them at 5 a.m., plowing, feeding the alpacas. I'm like, this could not, like, I hear the rooster at 7, and I'm like, no, what is that?
No.
And I like thought it was like some sort of joke. Like joke alarm or something.
Got it. Like a prank, like an Impractical Jokers bit.
I thought I was being punked. I thought Ashton Kutcher was going to come out, and the rooster was up. He was ready, and he went on for about an hour until I finally said, "I'm okay. I guess I'm up then." So I got up, went outside, fed the alpacas, fed the horses. Now, I really went for the alpacas, but I don't know if anybody knows this. Alpacas are rude.
No. Okay.
They're just a little spicy. So I was trying to feed them the grass, and they like kept running away from me. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong? So then I left and I went over to the goats who were more than happy to be seen with me. And
great.
They kept like, and like they eat anything. Did you know that?
Uh-huh. They absolutely eat anything, right?
Yeah. So there's this thing. Then I'll stop talking about goats. But this was an interesting fact. They eat literally anything. So when you when people have poison ivy or like weeds in the back of their backyard, they can call goats to then take all, because they'll eat all the poison ivy out. So I was I thought of you when they told me that, because I was like, wow, maybe he could have just eaten the poison ivy right off of you.
Yeah, he could have been sounds so gross then.
But like, isn't that crazy? Like he can literally just that come actually, like I was picking up like dirt, like dirty leaves, and I was like, come here, and he's like, coming.
And he's like, loving it. He's great. He had like a little, grateful for it all.
Yeah. He had like a little bell on him so you could hear him every time he started walking over. I mean,
oh, that's precious. Cute. What was his name?
No. I don't know. I guess Goaty or something. They didn't have names.
Oh, they didn't have names. See, that's a shame.
Well, I wasn't. I didn't adorable. See any names. I know. It was really cute. So
I could have used him. He could have done that. He could.
Well, you were invited, but you didn't come. So
I just don't really think I was. I really never got a formal invitation. You kind of just assumed that my social anxiety would prevent me from going, which you're not wrong. But I never really got the, do you want to come to the farm, okay. Taylor?
Okay.
It's fine, though.
Okay. Yeah. Let's
I will
try
never
not to
let that come in between our friendship.
Let's try not to make this conversation awkward, okay, for everyone else.
Yeah, right? Thank you. Thank you.
So,
okay.
Your update, I'm assuming, is that your birthday's on Friday? Question mark, question mark,
my
question mark, question mark.
It is on Friday. So, it's Monday. Right now, we're recording because, like, we're just recording early because we're, like, businesswomen. And, yeah, it's my birth week, and I turned 25 on
birth
Friday,
week.
And that's all I have to say about that. All I have to say about that because I don't really feel
well,
there's mixed emotions going into
a
birthday.
Here's the thing,
always.
Toots. You're at your quarter life crisis now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You're turning the big 2-5, which means things are going to get a little rocky for you, don't you think? There's a lot of expectations that come with the big 2-5.
There are lots of expectations that come with the big 2-5. So I'm just rolling with the punches because I have a feeling this year is going to be no different than the last year.
No, see that when you say things like that, it gets me so down.
No. I mean, I just feel like birthdays are so overrated. It's like you turn a different
they
year
are
and
overrated.
You're like, I'm not going to magically turn into some different person. So
you're not going to magically turn into Danny DeVito, even though you wish you could.
Even though I wish I fucking could. Also, guys, Abby was a side note. She was like, I tried to get you a cameo of Danny DeVito for your birthday, but I said he's much too big for the cameo world.
Yeah.
He's much too big for cameo.
He would, and like when I searched Danny DeVito cameo, it was like every single thing he's ever been in as a cameo. And I was like, was like in like a deep dark hole of like Danny DeVito cameos. And I was like, this is not where I should be right now. So
not where I should be on the internet right now.
No, I was like way deep in like Reddit and YouTube. I was like, I gotta get out of this hole.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So let's get into our email today. How about that?
Yes.
We good with that?
Yeah.
Cool. Because it's an update email. It's an update from last week. Last week, if you guys do not remember, we got an email about how this girl was having the best sex of her life. She would finish every
time.
She
was bragging.
But he never would. So we had given her some suggestions because we are therapists and we are advice givers here on this podcast, and Sean was weighing in on the conversation as well, and we told her to try something new, bring it up to him. We did say that. So she took our advice because
I'm scared.
That's what you do from your favorite podcast host. And I got an email. I checked my email this a.m. and she had emailed us back, so I'm gonna go ahead and read it.
I'm scared. Is
What's
it good
up, bitches? We can discuss afterward. What's up, bitches? I'm writing back after listening to the episode when y'all answered my email. So I texted him and asked him to come over one day, and he did. And I asked him some of the questions you mentioned, and he didn't really have answers. He just said that he didn't know why he wasn't finishing and that he has come from sex before. We do normally get high together before fucking, so that could cause this. After the night he came over and we talked about him not finishing, he ghosted me. He didn't talk to me again after that night, and I texted him later in the week to come over, and he left me on read. The worst part is that we work together and live in the same building and were friends before we started fucking, so I lost a friend, good dick, and feel weird walking around our building because I don't want to see him ghosted and sad.
Okay, so here's the thing. She should have let us know more info. I did not know that this was like your neighbor and your boss, God forbid. Like, if your boss is making you come and he's not coming, just let it go. Let it go. Like, you don't want him. And like, he lives in your building? No.
Mm-hmm.
And like, why are we being punked again? I feel like this is like a punk. Like, ask us questions and then they leave out the good details. So I'm like confused that, and like they're getting high before, probably being high during intercourse wouldn't be, you know, that would also probably make, I would be, well, actually, I think that could go either way. I think for some people it's probably really great, and for other people it's like,
yes,
like anxiety. So maybe he's one of the anxious people.
See, the thing is, I'm happy you took our advice. It's nice to know that you guys are actually taking our advice. And honestly, as much as it sucks to be ghosted, I think that I don't think you've been ghosted. I think that he's a little humbled. He is a little taken aback that you brought it up, because I think it kind of says something about, you know, he might feel a little
Taylor?
What's the word? He is embarrassed. That's the word. Humiliated a little bit that you brought it up. Like, I don't know how you worded it, but essentially what you meant and what he probably heard in his brain was, why aren't you finishing? Why aren't you coming? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Well,
you know,
because
he's taking it that way.
Well, if someone was to ask me, like, why am I not coming, I think I would also still feel embarrassed, even though it's nobody's fault.
Mm-hmm.
So I think...
I know.
I don't know. Sean, do you think about this situation?
Yeah, no, I think the word you're looking for was judged. I think he felt judged. That's
judged.
My
opinion. Judged.
You know, it feels... because being interrogated about not coming feels judgy, even if it's not supposed to. So
right,
I think that's definitely why he's ghosting her. I also distinctly remember telling her not to talk to him about it, but maybe I'm
No, we said to talk to him about
we
it.
We did. See, I feel like we always tell them to talk to the guy, except in this case, because it was a hookup. So we understood why she wouldn't have discussed it with him.
But I think we ended it as like, what, you know, why say anything? The situation's great. But maybe we're all just now we're feeling bad because we gave shitty advice and we're all like, no, we didn't say that. But it's recorded. So we did.
It's
probably
out there. Somebody go to the tape. I'm not going to.
It's recorded.
Here's the thing, though, is that
somebody go to the tape.
I think that he's ghosting her. That's real. He left her unread. Yeah. That's real. Part of it is because he feels judged. Another part of it is because that is the most relationship-y conversation they've ever had. Like,
probably.
A question like,
oh,
like there's scared. Nothing that will make a guy's balls shrink up into his body faster than some sitting
Does
down.
Does that happen?
Saying,
do they like?
Yeah, only like when it's cold or like maybe like if you're a baby or something.
Okay.
That's the thing. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, it happens.
Baby?
Anyway, but before your balls drop like a dog. Anyway, so I think that nothing will make a guy like freeze up more than hearing the following words. We need to talk. It's just like, it's the worst thing you could possibly hear. But if you're not in a relationship, I think she probably approached it as like, so can we talk about the fact that you never come? And immediately, like, you're in a different zone in your non-relationship. You went from being in like a hookup to something else. You're like, they're no longer fuck buddies. Now you're fuck buddies who talk about the sex afterward. And that's just not a zone he wants to be in. So that's number one. But number two is that, like you talked about, why his dick doesn't work, right? Now he's a little embarrassed. So that's real. Could she backpedal it? Yeah, because he still wants to have sex. So I don't really think anything is ruined. I don't think anything worries me here. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you think
it's not,
by the way, I'm like making dinner right now. Do you want to come over and get high and fuck? He'll probably come downstairs. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Right. I think that people are get super embarrassed about being ghosted when there's nothing. They always come back. Nothing to be embarrassed about. I think everybody has been ghosted, and then eventually, you know, the person crawls back around. And then if you feel so that you were so hurt, then you just ghost him. And then, you know, you're both even. But like, I think he'll come back around. And I also think there's really nothing to be embarrassed about because you didn't really do anything wrong. You just asked a simple question.
Exactly. And I don't think you lost a friend at all. I think this is also very new. It's literally not even been a week since you talked about him because you listened to the episode Thursday. I don't know, maybe you brought it up Friday, whatever. He needs time because he is feeling, like Sean was saying, a little bit judged.
Hold on. I want to make a correction here. She didn't lose a friend because they were never friends at all.
Yeah, I don't think they were friends.
Like, this is ridiculous.
You can't fuck your friends. You're right.
You can't. You can't. Otherwise, you are just dating. Like, if this guy is your friend and the best sex you've ever had, and I assume you work together. Abby said he's your boss, so maybe, you know, he's got money.
No, he's not. He just said he worked together.
Co-worker. They probably like are baristas at Starbucks together or something.
There you go. That's probably what they're. So I don't understand why you wouldn't be in a relationship together if you're actually friends. But you're not friends. You're like you're pals. You're like friendly, but you didn't lose a friend. It's not like you should shed any fucking tears over him not texting you back. Also, yeah, I agree with what Abby said. If a guy leaves you on red, that just means it's like it's a Sunday. And he's busy walking.
Yeah, like
he's doing something.
I've learned this recently because I thought the same way she did. Left on red, ghosted, done. But we think, and Abby, I think we've talked about this like recently. We read way too much into what guys do, like what they're actually doing when they leave you on red. It's literally because they forgot to answer or they thought they answered, or you know what I mean? I feel like it's never intentional.
Sean always says, I feel like he's always like, you know, his girlfriend will text him and he doesn't feel like answering at that moment. So he'll just wait like 7 hours. And I'm like, if that was fucking me, it would like that would the relationship would be over. But like, that's just the way they think.
Guys. Yeah. And no, we're not thinking it the same way. It's true.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay. That's okay.
That's okay.
Well, it's not okay in Abby's world. She's not okay with it, but it's okay with your fuck buddy here that lives down. Now he lives downstairs in my mind. He's directly below.
He's right below. He was upstairs at first, but now he's got to walk up the flight of steps.
He's got to walk up the flight of steps.
Make him work for it. Thinking.
I would love to have heard. It's funny. Wait, can you read back the beginning of the email where she says, we talked about it and he didn't really know what causes it?
Yes. So I texted him and asked him to come over one day, and he did. And I asked him some of the questions you mentioned, and he didn't really have answers. He just said that he didn't know why he wasn't finishing and that he has come from sex before.
Okay, part of the email that caught me, because I'm like, that sounds real dodgy. She's coming back. First of all, okay, she says his first email. Great email. Great email. Best sex of her life. Leaves out the part where they smoke weed beforehand. Okay, fine. You missed some
details. Leaves out the part where she works with him and lives in the same building and is your friend. Those parts.
All the shit that we need.
Yeah.
But it was a good email. It was a good email. She sends a follow-up email. Great email. Gets to the part we all care about, which is why doesn't his dick work right? And she goes, he says he doesn't know. Next sentence. And then she's talking about some other shit. Tell me exactly what he said. He didn't just go, oh, no. Or if he was that dodgy, talk about how dodgy it felt. Like, it sounds like this is a problem for him. If he was that vague about it with you, he doesn't want to talk about it. And the reason he doesn't want to talk about it is because he doesn't want to talk about it with anybody because he probably doesn't come from sex very often. It might just be a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Here's a good example. Like, sometimes I'll be talking to like Taylor and Abby off the show, you know? And I'll ask Taylor a question, she'll answer. And then I'll ask the same question to Abby. She'll get all dodgy. And I'm like, ah, shit, there goes Abby dodging the question. He's being an Abby right now. You know what I mean?
He's pulling an Abby, being dodgy with the question.
Abby, your thoughts?
I don't comment.
Look, she just
no comment.
Look, here we go. dancing, no shucking and jiving, dodging those questions.
I agree. And also I think that then his response by not answering, like when you were texting, whatever, is because he's still dodging the situation, because he mm-hmm. still doesn't, he knows the answer in his head. Who knows? We're never going to know the answer, because obviously if you guys start fucking again, you're obviously not going to ask him again, because it's going to be repeat pattern, you know, unless he brings it up again and wants to talk about it or tell you what the actual fucking deal is, then that's that.
Would, because like as a girl, I'm already thinking about like the next time I see him. So I would be like, maybe he doesn't want to hang out with me because he's nervous. But do guys think that way? Like, oh, I'm just not even going to fuck this girl anymore because I'm not going to come again. And then she's going to be like, look, see, it happened again. But do guys even think that far ahead?
I don't know how I would react. This is tough. This one is tough. I mean, this is a hard question to answer because I've never been in his situation exactly. Where it's like you literally can't come and then a girl asks you about it. How would I feel in that situation? Well, if I'm not coming, I'm probably not coming back. Like, why is he even, why are they still having sex? Most guys, by the way, to be clear, guys like sex for the whole part. The whole thing is great. Beginning, middle, and end. But it's mostly for the coming.
Mostly for the conclusion, huh?
For the conclusion. It really is. Like, I honestly, I cannot imagine that he still wants to. I don't even know why this guy's having sex if he can't come. That's the part that's weird to me. You know what I mean? So if he doesn't come back, if he doesn't come down the hall, because he lives down the hall. If he's not willing to come.
Oh, now he's down the hall.
Yeah. They're on the same level now, but they're not on the same page. And so I don't even know if he's coming back to the apartment for sex anyway, if he's not coming. Now that he's been confronted, yes, he's less likely to do it. I probably wouldn't. I would be dodgy as fuck like this guy. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm assuming that this conversation, and that's why I shouldn't give that many details, was probably very short-lived. It wasn't an in-depth thing because, like you're saying, they probably just started to have sex or something. You know what I mean? Because I don't think he just left, but the subject was quickly changed. It wasn't brought up again.
Wait, did I miss something? She brought it up and then they had sex again? You assume?
No.
I don't think so. I think it was...
I'm assuming they did. What, did he? They have this conversation? He bounced and left?
Before... going to his bedroom because they're roommates. So like...
Oh, they're roommates now. God.
They're roommates.
Yeah. She probably just like asked him through a fucking tin can on a string. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I don't think they've had sex since the last time she sent an email.
I mean, she could be leaving something else out though. We don't know with this one.
We don't know with this one.
She loves to leave out fun details. But if she...
Prime details.
If she had had sex with again, she would have said we had sex again and he didn't come.
Hey, you know what I wish I could do right now, actually? I wish I had a remote like in Click, the movie, you know, with Adam Sandler, Abby.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
And because I remember now the advice we gave her, it was either to bring it up or to start initiating foreplay/sexting. So if we reverse in time, okay, yep. You go back to last Thursday and you listen to the episode and you go the foreplay route. What would happen now? What would the outcome be?
Where would we be now? If you hadn't confronted him,
The thing is,
if somebody gave me two options, one of the options is foreplay, which fine, and the other option is get the answer immediately, I'm doing that one. And I think that's all girls. They just like want the answer immediately. And like, not that foreplay isn't absolutely fun, but like I'm going the question route.
It could be both. Okay, I understand that, and I think that that is true for most girls, but this is a prime example of maybe we go the other route or route, whatever the fuck you want to call it, because the outcome could be better for us, for them, for the entire situation. And I think girls are a little too jumpy to conclusion-y when there's different ways to get to the answer. Because this way, obviously, for this man, wasn't the right way to do it.
For this
man.
Agree
to disagree. Yeah.
Yeah, he felt confronted, for sure. He definitely did. And that's why he got all dodgy and danced around it. Yeah, you're right. We should have, she should have just done the foreplay thing and then seen if that worked. And then if that didn't work, then you can bring it up. I don't know.
Should she try it now? Should she just forget this even happened? And because he was the last person to text. No, she was the last person to text him. And he left her red. Maybe she just randomly texts him out of the blue, something like, maybe like a nude, like a surprise nude.
No, there's no surprise nudes with this one. I'm a little bit, I'm kind of over this guy.
Oh, you're over this guy?
Yeah, I don't think there's...
Having sex for 2 hours and making her come 100 times.
No, and I'm aware of it. I don't necessarily think she should be over him, you know, lifelong. But maybe for right now, get somebody that you don't have so many questions about, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of loose ends. The only thing he's doing is making you come, which obviously that's the best part. But there's so many loose ends that I'm confused about. I'd be up all night thinking. My anxiety would be running wild.
Especially thinking of every time you walk out your apartment door, he could be there. A ghost.
I'm going to say get a new job, get a new apartment, and then get a
This is our advice now.
Get a new podcast to listen to because we're not doing it right. Just kidding. Don't do that.
So now we're telling her to move, get a new job, and
get a new guy.
Find another man and get a new guy. And it's that simple, girls. This is all we have to do. We just gotta move. We gotta switch our career paths and then we will find the right one. And I'm totally fucking kidding.
Abby brought up something that actually has me thinking, though, because it seems clear to me that because she had two options. So would you rather, this is an Abby inspired would you rather have a guy be so good at sex that he can make you come from sex, or have a guy who's willing to give a direct answer to a question? Abby, you would rather hear his deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, I want that one.
You want that one. Taylor, how do you feel about this? Because it seems like Abby is saying that is universally the truth for most women. Is that true for you? Do you really care about getting to the point as much as she does?
You know what's hard though about my answer is that there's really not a lot going on in that pretty little head of yours. So what really is the direct?
Mine?
No.
Oh man.
Boys.
Right. Boys.
Oh.
Right. I was like, geez, poor Taylor.
The thing is, it depends where I am in a relationship with a man. I think in the beginning and he is doing everything right, you know, sexually, whatever, no questions asked. But once the relationship starts to get a little more serious, then yes, I'm going to be more adamant on getting a direct
mama has questions
from him. When mama has questions, when I ask, what were you doing that Friday in June of 2018 when I was creeping on your Instagram and you posted a picture with Maria? Okay, then you're going to tell me.
Not Maria.
Oh, it was Maria.
But the thing is, I think my thing is the relationship has to be defined, I think, before these types of questions get asked, or else guys will run away because we come off very psycho sometimes and very, asking these questions, there's nothing wrong with asking these questions. But I think with this relationship, because you guys were basically fuck buddies, that's all it was, you know, or friends with benefits, whatever you want to call it. I think it was a little
coworkers with benefits.
Coworkers, apartment
neighbors,
roommates,
with benefits.
Neighbors with benefits. You were all of those things. And I think that's all it was going to ever be. And this kind of scared him off a bit, which guys get scared off easily, which makes it easier for you. He's not a relationship guy.
But it's weird though, because I almost feel like he is a relationship guy because he clearly wasn't there for the sex because he's not getting anything out of it, which is the craziest thing.
I know.
But I don't
kind
know.
Of agree. I'm wondering if his whole not coming thing is an emotional thing.
And then he's got feelings for her, brought it up.
For an ex, or I don't know. It definitely, it's not common.
Maybe he's really into her and got scared, you know, and he's like, fuck, like I really like her and like I just can't. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Now this is an issue and yeah, God, like she's going to hate me. So listen, in her head, she's like, oh my God, he hates me. He left me on red. I'm ghosted. Da, da. I'm going to see him. I'm going to be so embarrassed. No, but you don't know what's going on in his head right now. He could be next to you in his apartment because now you guys are neighbors.
Yeah, share wall. Like it's right next door. Yeah.
Exactly. And he's thinking in his head, it's like one of those movies, like the split screens where her head's up against the door and then his is up against the other door. And he's like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Like she noticed, oh God, oh my God, I have to see her again. Da, 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 da. Like, you know what I mean? So he's thinking the same fucking shit you are. So you shouldn't feel sad nor ghosted because I don't think you were either.
Don't feel sad nor ghosted.
Don't feel sad nor ghosted ever. Unless you really got ghosted, then you probably should feel sad about it.
No.
Also, probably. Then. Okay. Another thing, and I don't want to accuse her of anything that is because
I wouldn't accuse anybody of anything.
But I think this conversation took place over text. Because if he left her on read, then this was all a written conversation. That's what it feels like to me. So now I'm thinking about her level of tact in asking him this over text. And the way that, like, if I was giving her advice on how to approach the conversation, I would not have said text him, hey, how come you can't come when we fuck? Like, that's just not that's not a thing that you say. What you have to do is wait until you are in the same room together, in the break room, even if you want to, at work.
Not the break room.
The fridge. The fridge. So, like, the walk-in freezer.
Yeah, exactly. The question should not be, why don't you come? It should be, what can I do to make you come? Then he can start, like, allow him to volunteer the information in a way that feels like it's hot. Rather than volunteer the information in a way where it feels like you're under investigation. Like it's like fucking Nancy Drew and the case of the missing sperm. Like the fact that she's trying to figure this out and he feels like there's a bright light on him. He's in that interrogation room and he's like, well, I just showed up to have sex for a couple hours. What did I do wrong here? But if she instead
came, you're so stupid.
Like, surprise party,
Nancy Drew.
I'm going to make you come. How can I make you come? Then he might be like, you know what? Honestly, it's not about you. I just like, I have this sensitivity issue and I use I have a cream on my dick that I use and I can't come or something. I don't know what it is. It could be like, I use a certain type of condom and I realize like it means I can't come, but blah, whatever the reason. He might actually give you a real answer, or answer might be, well, the truth is I can't come anymore unless like you stick like a finger up my ass or something. And maybe that's what he did. You know what I mean? And that's fine.
Maybe he just needs a finger up his ass and that's that.
I couldn't hurt. You know, give it a shot.
Couldn't hurt to try.
And that's that. So
why don't you just text him right now and say, hey. Hey. Maybe you see a finger up your ass. Why don't you come downstairs and we test it out?
Oh, he's upstairs again. Okay, great. I love that. This guy moves.
It's like Tom and Jerry in this apartment with these two. It's
Tom and Jerry.
Yes. I'm calling this the Tom and Jerry Nancy Drew collaboration that we all needed in our lives. It's funny though, because I think we are answering a lot of questions for a lot of people, because in the DMs, I've gotten like a handful of DMs after last week's episode of girls saying they've experienced the same thing with guys that like are great in bed, best sex of their life, but they're not finished. The guy is not finishing. So I don't know. Maybe they're all high. Maybe they've all smoked one too many joints, but it's a thing. It's happening. You're not the only one. I don't know the issue.
That's honestly good to know, though, that she's not the only one.
That is good to know.
So there's got to be something.
So maybe
we'll
make a little group chat of all the girls, and we can.
Yeah. And then, what if they're all fucking the same guy? What if it's just one guy? It's like a John Tucker.
Oh my God! Let's start some drama. It's the same guy. Everyone, text me your address or text me the guy's name. And we'll see if it's him, and then we'll go from there.
We can do like a contact tracing situation, almost.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking.
Like an IP address type thing.
No. Wasn't what I was saying, but yeah.
Check it. Yeah, whatever. Maybe you guys all have him on Snap Map or something like that. We'll see where he is.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Okay, moving right along to yet another hot Virgin Club story.
Oh.
I know, we're getting them weekly because everyone's jealous. I'm wearing my hot Virgin Club sweatshirt right now.
Yeah, you look stunning in it.
Thank you so much. It's so soft, so comfy. You guys send in how you lost your virginity. We read it because usually they're funny as shit. And yeah, okay. Here we go. So I'm in high school. This is her story. She's not in high school. So I'm in high school and have been dating my boyfriend for about 3 months. I told him I wanted to wait a while before we fucked. So we did. It finally came the time where my parents weren't going to be home and he was coming over. So we planned it all out. He came over after I got out of school. He also sped his ass over to get to my house, by the way. And then we get down to business. I had Life 360 next to my body the whole time because my mom was coming home not too long after we started. Long story short, he came in 30 seconds and didn't even realize he came after I asked, "Is it still in?" Luckily, he was wearing a condom, so I didn't get nutted in. But he said he didn't know because it felt so good. If you couldn't tell, he was a virgin too, and the whole experience was very awkward. And after that, we helped my mom unload the groceries. Needless to say, we have both improved on things, are 100% better. They're still together, which is adorable.
That is adorable. And also, I remember what Life 360 is. It's like Find Your Friends. So I guess her mom and her have each other on like Find My Friends.
Got it. Yeah. I thought it was some sort of lubricant or something.
I thought that as well at first.
Or like some sort of life alert button. Like I've fallen and I can't get up. You know, that like some sick thing like that. Like she sees her mom pulled in, but she's still having sex and she has a life alert button and she just presses it. So then like something gets alerted and I don't even know. That's what's going through my mind.
It's so cute that they're still together.
This is just like a classic virgin story.
It's like your mom leaves for the night. So you invite your little boy toy over. He comes over. You both are virgins. It's like a very like awkward, horrible experience. And then you guys are like still in love. That is precious, to be honest.
It's honestly precious. And things have gotten better.
She doesn't win vice president or president, but she just wins like most wholesome.
Exactly. Most wholesome. And she's just like a strong member of the club. You know what I mean? She's just like a classic member of the club. She did all the things right. This is something you would see on an ABC Family show, you know?
Yes. Yes.
Mom's getting groceries and you're having sex with the boyfriend for the first time. It's kind of cute. And now you see boyfriend helping mom take the groceries in, like in the brown paper bag. It's just a wholesome, fun little story. And welcome
Not
to the club.
Not the brown paper bag.
The brown paper bag. And he's like, "Hey, Miss Wilson, how are you?" And they're like snickering to each other. Like his hair is kind of ruffled up. And she's like, Hi, Joshua. So nice to see you. Thank you so much for helping.
You've come up with the 30,000 names this weekend. I mean, this week, this episode.
This hour. Yeah.
What was the mom's name? Did you call her Miss what?
Wilson.
Miss Wilson.
And then his name was Joshua. And it was just like a cute little like. And then like they zoom in on her, Joshua and the girl. And they like look at each other like smiling like she has no idea what we were just doing upstairs.
Okay, you're like sick. This is like so crazy.
I should be a film writer, huh?
Okay, so go back to school and get your film degree.
Maybe I will.
Okay, then do it.
So thank you for inspiring my new career path and welcome to the club. We're so excited to have you. You and Joshua, I hope, are doing well.
Oh, okay. You're like creating like like these fake names.
I know, I'm crazy. Let's switch roles from the wholesome bit for a sec, because now we're getting into this week's wrap it up, which is the embarrassing sex story of the week. This one it's not PG-13. So I'm gonna go ahead and read it. So my boyfriend and I were prepping to do some anal and he's doing me from behind and puts in a bullet vibrator in my ass. And I figure this is fine, but say, please don't lose it. Well, we get all caught up and take a break and I go to get the bullet out and it is gone. Long story short, I ended up on all fours on the bathroom floor with my boyfriend straight. Oh God, not this, not a word that I can't pronounce.
No.
excavating my asshole to get the damn vibrator out. Moral of the story, use a vibrating butt plug and never trust a man doing doggy style.
Never trust a man doing doggy style. That can be our title for this episode.
Never trust a man, because we were talking about what they're looking at during doggy style. And or now it can just be never trust a man. Vibrators lost it. Never trust a man.
Period.
That's honestly it. True, because everything in this episode is about not trusting a man. You can't trust a man who can't come, and you can't trust a man that loses a vibrator in your asshole. And that's fucking that. That's just the fucking tea on that.
That is that. What concerns me is... Why she would think of putting the vibrator
in the ass. Maybe it feels good.
No, I know, but like the bullets are really small. Mm-hmm. So like that would already like kind of make me nervous to like put something so small. And then like if they're if you're going to put the vibrator in my butt, then I want that to be like, I either need like him to be holding it or I need like all eyes on that vibrator. Like, do not lose that thing.
Would you even trust the guy to hold it? Like,
no.
Guys are stupid.
Guys lose the condom in you.
I wouldn't trust myself to hold on to it. There's like, it's slippery. There's lube.
I'm just thinking, please think of this moment when they realize that it's now in her asshole. It's probably still on.
He didn't say anything, by the way. He literally didn't say a word. It was gone. No. And she was like, I gotta figure this out.
I would fucking panic. And then imagine him, her literally on all fours. Yep. I'm imagining myself in the bathroom. And guys are grossed out by the
I'm imagining everything. How did what you even she get should that have done out? Was like get into like labor position. I feel like and then just like push really hard.
Yeah,
I feel like that could have done something.
She's trying to save the bullet, but she's also trying to save the relationship. So
she's trying to save her image. Which
it's
is
one or the
gone.
Other, hon. It's one or the fucking other.
I love
one
her attitude. Other. I mean, honestly, me the fact that she got that far into the experience and didn't know it was already missing, that's great. That's just amazing. Not worth it. I can't believe she actually thought this would work. They do make toys for that, right?
Yeah, that's what she said. She said, moral of the story is get a vibrating pup.
Vibrating butt plug,
and never trust a man. So we love that. We love both of those things.
A lot of good advice. This is one of those like listen to me and my story of making mistakes, so you don't have to make the mistakes.
Right,
and I appreciate
exactly.
Her
mm-hmm. I appreciate her that too. So we love that. This was great. And I hope that you don't ever get a vibrator stuck in your ass again, or lost in your butt.
Lost.
And now, as always, finally, it's been a long time coming because we didn't do it last week. Is a roast, Drax?
Are we going to a roast tonight?
We're doing a fucking roast, and I'm just gonna roast the shit out of you right now. And I'm kidding, Abby. I would never do that to you.
I couldn't handle that.
Here we go. Ready yep. for this one, Abby? I know you're gonna love this first line. I just know you will. I can't even read it. I'm laughing. You wear designer. But ask me for money for Ubers. Cheated on me on my birthday, and you keep coming back. You're helpless and embarrassing. You've been fucking with me since 9th grade. I'm okay. In the 12th. Please go talk to someone else. You're literally, and then a bunch of puke emojis. So she's in high school, which I'm glad you're listening, kind of.
Not really, though.
This first line should be in a song, some sort of rap song.
It almost
you
sounded
wear designer,
like,
but ask me for money.
You wear designer, but ask me for Uber money. Didn't he uh-huh. say Uber?
Yeah, money for Ubers.
This could be like one of the Rupee Kar, like in the little like, yes. like
milk
you
and
ask,
honey.
Yeah, milk and honey. Like you ask me for what's the one right before the puke emojis? Can you read that one again?
Sure. I'm in the 12th. Please go talk to someone else.
No, it's not as good, but I'm thinking
you're helpless and embarrassing.
Yeah. Something like that. You're helpless and embarrassing. Mm-hmm. And then like on the page can be a bunch of puke emojis.
Okay. I can make that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And I could post that.
I just, this one was like calming. This one was a good one to receive.
It was soothing. She got it done in three, three
and like she's
sentences.
Like, you cheated on me and you're still in love with me. Come on. Like, let's come on. Let's go.
Yep. I love this. I'm glad that we could roast your shitty ex for you. And if you want to roast your ex, send us like a paragraph, as long as you want, not too fucking long, please. Roast your ex. Send us in your hot virgin club so you can join a club for once in your life. Any other awkward
for once
sex questions?
In your life.
Anything other awkward sex questions you have? Any questions at all that you have for us? Because we obviously give good advice. As you have heard.
Obviously from the advice we gave, you know, and you know what, to be honest, give us all the details because we can't make a good conclusion without all the details, baby girl.
Exactly. Baby girl. If we had known you're fucking your neighbor boss, then maybe we wouldn't have told you to ask why he can't finish. But hey, we live and we learn, and that's fucking that. And that's your fucking episode. And guess what? We'll be back next week for a wholesome Thanksgiving turkey trot episode next week.
Love you, bitches.
See you then. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Betches.